This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Monday, the 24th of October. I'm Alex Ritson. Over the weekend, we had news that AT&T wanted to buy Time Warner for $85 billion in a US media mega-merger. Since the deal was announced, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have come out against the proposal. Watching the US markets for us today was Peter Jankowskis of Oakbrook Investments. I spoke to him a short while ago and began by asking him how the markets had reacted.
Well, the markets were somewhat tepid on it. AT&T was taken down in terms of its price, and that actually, I think, made telecommunication services the worst performing sector in the S&P today. And then on the Time Warner side, where you'd normally expect a very strong pop up to the offering price, response there was tepid as well. There was a pop, but the stock is still well below where AT&T projects to buy it.
And is that because investors just simply don't think that regulators are actually going to let this happen?
Yes, that appears to be the case, that they don't see a way that they can get past the various approvals that would be necessary.
Because you've now got both presidential candidates saying it won't happen on their watch.
Yes, so there seems to be a very united front there.
The other story I noticed was shares in T-Mobile, which are up, almost 10% to the highest level they've been at since 2007. What was going on?
Well, I believe they reported better than expected earnings, and that certainly gave a nice push to the stock.
Any other things we should be watching?
Well, we did have some better than expected manufacturing data here in the U.S. today, and that certainly bolstered equities, but it also caused bond yields to rise, as people saw that as perhaps giving the Fed a greater reason to raise rates here before the end of the year.
Peter Jankowskis at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. By the close of trade, the Dow Jones ended the session up a third of 1% at 18,223. The FTSE in London closed down half a percent at 69.86. On the currency markets, the pound buys $1.22 US cents, the euro trading at $1.09 US cents.